Hi, my name is Mukesh Banerjee, and I'm here to talk about my first encounter with tobacco. It was my friend's birthday that day. After a whole day of planning what to give and finally deciding upon the gift, we, all of us, including me, we reached his house. And as the party went on, my friend started, forcing me to take a puff of cigarette. A part of me didn't want to do that. Because somewhere within I knew, it is not right. But there was a curiosity. I had never smoked a cigarette in my life before. However, as I said, I was curious. I was curious about how smoking cigarette feels like. And there I go with the first cigarette in my hand. I took few puffs and I felt really great about it. I felt powerful. And then the entire chain began. Every time I smoked, I felt strong. There was a strong buzz of pleasure which I felt. But this didn't last very long. I mean, this was for a very short period of time, and very soon I started feeling that I could not function normally without smoking. I was getting irritated easily. Focusing on my tasks became difficult, and I didn't knew what to do or how to help myself. I really felt helpless. And during that time, I was always thinking, when I started smoking, I really wish someone there would have told me not to smoke that day. Things definitely would have been different.
Hi, Mr. Mukesh. I'm Dr. Shalini Thakur, and I'm a head and neck oncosurgeon. And you are right. You would be surprised to see that more than 30% of people in studying in colleges between the ages of 18 to 22 have already picked up the habit of smoking, and they move from smoking occasionally to smoking every day by the time they reach the age of 26. In fact, if they had received the right guidance and in this age group, it has been found that those over the age of 26, if they have not picked up the habit of smoking, they would never become smokers in their life again. So you're right. In your early formative years, if somebody had advised that you do not pick up smoking, and if you hadn't fallen into peer pressure and had not picked up smoking, you would have perhaps not fallen into this, bad habit. The addiction that we see among smokers is because of the chemical nicotine. Nicotine can make the user feel pleasant. It reaches the brain within seconds and triggers the formation of dopamine, which is known as the happy chemical. These effects of nicotine are quick to wear off also. This is when the user starts feeling irritated and edgy, and then it becomes a cycle. You smoke, you feel good, then the effect wears off, you feel agitated, so you smoke again. We'll use various methods to help smokers quit the use of tobacco. There are many ways to quit smoking. One thing smokers can do is to enroll for smoking cessation programs, where cessation specialists will use various methods to help smokers quit tobacco. That said, the smartest thing a person can do when offered a cigarette is to say no. The smart thing to do is to never start smoking.
It was a usual morning for me. That day, while brushing, I realized or I noticed that there is a small, small growth in my mouth. It was, however, not painful back then, so I just ignored it. As the day passed, the scar inside my mouth, it started growing. I started to feel some pain around it. I started to feel burning in my mouth. But I kept ignoring it for some time, thinking that this might be a normal ulcer, which will heal on its own. I kept trying many things, but nothing was working out. Somehow my family got to know about it. And by this time, it was becoming difficult for me to chew anything properly. It was becoming difficult for me to sometimes swallow my food properly. So that's when my family, my friends forced me to see a doctor. I went through a series of tests, and that's when something which I was not prepared for was told to me. I had stage 3 oral cavity cancer.
Some symptoms are never to be ignored, especially if you find that there is a wound anywhere in your body for that matter, which isn't healing within 15 days, especially if you're a smoker or the user of tobacco in any form, and you find that there are wounds in your body which isn't healing within 15 to 20 days, it is something that calls for attention. The lack of pain is something that delays diagnosis of cancer. What is unknown to the general public is that cancer in its early stages is not painful. It becomes painful only when it involves nerves around or it becomes difficult in functioning and it causes problems in functionality. That's when the pain starts. By then, it may already be too late. Around 60% of the cancers that we see in our OPDs present to us at an advanced stage. So it becomes, at that point of time, it becomes very difficult for us to give the best treatment possible and the best functionality possible to these individuals. So as soon as you see that there is a persistent problem that you face, especially, let's say, for head and neck cancers, for oral cavity cancers, any wound that is not healing, any swelling that may come up in your neck, or difficulty swallowing, burning sensation, change in voice for head and neck cancers, and other tobacco-related cancers like lung cancer, you may have a persistent cough that isn't going away. These are the issues that you must bring up to your physician, to your ENT surgeon, to your local dentist, so that, you know, care can be taken and cancer can be detected early.
So here I was diagnosed with advanced stage oral cancer. My hopes of surviving had already vanished in thin air. I was depressed. I kept thinking about life. I kept thinking about what people said. And I always had this thought that advanced stage cancers had no treatment. Luckily, one of my doctors convinced me that even the advanced stage cancers like oral cancers can be treated. So very soon, I underwent the recommended treatment. And today I can live my life happily with my cancer under control.
Yes, your doctor was right. Advanced stage cancers, especially of the head and neck areas, can be treated successfully. It usually requires a multi-modality treatment. So going to your tertiary care hospital cancer center and visiting specialists will definitely help you take care of even advanced head and neck cancers. Even certain advanced lung cancers can also be treated as successfully as early lung cancers. Today, with advances, patients must not lose hope. Assuming things is never an option for cancer patients. We have seen many patients who think that they have advanced cancer and therefore they may have no remedy. So they choose not to go to their physicians and don't seek treatment, thinking it is a waste of money. I would like to stress again that even advanced cancers are treatable. So friends, I'm Dr. Shalini Thakur. I'm a head and neck oncology from HCG Bangalore. And I would like to say that tobacco consumption, both smoking and chewing, is injurious to health. Studies have shown that tobacco is capable of causing at least 16 different types of cancer. In many cases, it is the first cigarette for which you could have easily said no that causes these cancers. This World No Tobacco Day, promise yourself to make the right call. Say no to tobacco. With that, we are wrapping up this special episode of Know It to Beat It. We will be back soon with another interesting and thought-provoking session. Until then, keep listening to Know It to Beat It. This is Dr. Shalini signing off. Thank you.
Adding life to years.